Today we'd like to see the title of Humanity and Fear in Proverbs chapter 22 and 23. To the souls on this online world group podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 22, verse 4, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 23, do not overwork to be rich because of your own understanding. Seeds. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Question 3, in chapter 23, verse 35, they have struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake, that I may seek another drink? What does it mean in the context, and how can you apply it our life? Solomon, again, here talked about wisdom and watch it for a woman, being strong, impressed with Deuteronomy chapter 17:17, neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away, nor shall he greatly multiply silver and gold for himself. Chapter 22, verse 1. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold. A good name earned through honesty and integrity is a far superior choice than mere wealth. Grace also, as well as grace, loving favor, Number 2, the rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. When you stand before the Lord, it doesn't matter whether you are rich or poor. Everyone is treated the same justly. God. Verse 3, a prudent man foresees the evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. A wise person sees danger coming and stays away from it, but a foolish person walks right into trouble. Verse 4, question 1, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. True humility and respect for God lead to real spiritual wealth. The fear of the Lord brings riches that last forever, not mature riches. Some believers have died young for their faith, and others have given away every material thing for God's kingdom. But the reward is honor and eternal life. That's what truly matters. Life that never ends. My riches cannot rot or be stolen, because they are in Christ. No one can take my God or the eternal riches I have in Him. Verse 6. Train our child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. As parents, it's our responsibility to guide our children in the right way of the Lord. We should help each child grow in their own unique abilities and characters as God sees them, teaching them to follow His ways and use their gifts for good. Verse 7, the rich rules of the poor, and the borrower is a servant to the lender. This does not mean we should never borrow. Borrowing can be helpful if we can manage it, but it becomes a burden if we can't. For said, he who sows iniquity will reap sorrow, and the rod of his anger will fail. Living in sin only leaves your empty inside. The result is guilt, shame, and deep sadness. Verse 9, he who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor. A generous person will be blessed. It's a wonderful thing to be used by God to help those in need. Verse 10, cast out the scoffer, and contention will live. Yes, strife and reproach will cease. A scorner is someone who always criticizes. The more they look for fault, the more they find, until nothing seems right. They keep things upset and stirred up all the time. Verse 11, he who loves the purity of heart and has grace on his lips, the king will be his friend. A person with a pure heart who speaks with grace and kindness will win the favor of the king. Verse 12, the eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, but he overthrows the words of the faithless. Knowledge here means knowing God and choosing to follow him. The Lord will stop the words of those who do wrong, but he protects and sustains those who are his. Verse 13, the lazy man said, there is a lion outside, I shall be slain in the street. This verse talks about the excuses lazy people make to avoid work. Don't make excuses, be responsible, and get your work done. Verse 14, the mouth of an immoral woman is a deep pit. He who abhorred by the Lord will fall there. She could turn your heart away from the Lord into a deep pit. Here, such as example, 1 Kings 11, 34, that example, idolatry. Verse 15, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of correction will drive it far from him. Discipline is an important part of raising a child. The rod of correction represents all ways of guiding and training. Just as God corrects us to help us grow, parents must discipline their children so they can learn what is right, what is wrong in the Lord. Verse 16, he who oppresses the poor to increase his riches, and he who gives to the rich will surely come to poverty. Treating the poor unfairly will lead to your own downfall, because God will take over those in need. Giving only to the rich is foolish and doesn't bring true reward. Verse 17 up to 21. Incline your ear and hear the word of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge, for it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you. Let them all be fixed upon your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I have instructed you today, even you. Have I not written to you excellent things of counsels and knowledge, that I may make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you may answer words of truth to those who send to you. Pay close attention to this divine advice. It will help you. Then when others ask for guidance, you will be able to give them good advice too. 22 up 23. Do not rob the poor because he is poor, nor oppress the afflicted at the gate. For the Lord will plead their cause and plunder the souls of those who plunder them. The Proverbs warn that exploiting the poor or oppressed is against God, who will defend them. They offer hope to those under unjust rulers and warn the tyrants that God can intervene sometimes directly, sometimes through others, to overthrow them. Leadership through kindness lasts longer and is more effective than ruling by force. 24:25. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man do not go, lest you learn his ways and set a snare for your soul. Be wary over an angry person, as they cause trouble and lose control easily. The Proverbs advises choosing companions carefully. Surround yourself with people whose good qualities you want to develop in your own life. Verse 26-27, do not be one of those who shakes hands in a pledge, one of those who is surety for debt. If you have nothing with which to pay, why should he take away your bed from under you? It's wise to be careful before co-signing a loan for someone else. If they don't pay, the lender can take whatever you offered as security for their debt. Verse 28, do not remove the ancient landmark which your fathers have set. In Joshua 13:21, God commanded through Moses that promised land be divided and boundaries set for each tribe. Verse 29, do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before known men. Do you see someone who does excellent work? They will be recognized by kings and not go unnoticed by strangers. Verse 23, verses 1 to 3. When you sit down to eat with the Lord, consider carefully what is before you, and put a knife to your throat. If you are a man given to appetite, do not desire his delicacies, for they are deceptive food. Be careful when eating with important or influential people, as they might try to bribe you. 4-5. Do not overwork to be rich, because of your own understanding, seed. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves the wings. They fly away like an eagle toward the heaven. Don't make wealth your main goal in life. Money and possessions don't last. Instead of chasing temporary treasures, focus on storing up treasures in heaven, which can never be lost. If God blesses you with wealth, that's good, but don't make it the center of your heart. The danger with riches, like with the worldly desires, is that you never feel satisfied and always want more. Verse 6, do not eat the bread of a miser, nor desire his delicacies. Don't accept the food or gifts from someone who has evil intentions. Be careful of offering from an evil person. 7-8. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel you have eaten, you will vomit out and waste your pleasant words. Their friendship isn't real. They only want to use you for their own benefit. Their heart isn't truly with you, so be cautious. Verse 9, do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. Don't bother teaching a fool, because they won't respect or listen to your wise advice. 10, do not remove the ancient landmark, nor at the fields of the fatherless. Once again, don't change the boundaries God set for the Israelite tribe, and don't take advantage of those who cannot defend themselves, such as orphans. Verse 11, for their Redeemer is mighty. He will plead their cause against you. A Redeemer is someone who buys back a family member who has fallen into slavery. Here, God acts as the Redeemer for those who cannot defend themselves. 12, apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. To gain knowledge, you must be eager to listen and keep learning throughout our lives. If we stop, we limit how much we can know. Verse 13, 14, do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. Correction wants to harm children and can't help prevent them from making mistakes that they could. Verse 15, 16. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart will rejoice. Indeed, I myself, yes, my inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak right things. When your child is wise and speaks the right things, you are joyful. Verse 17, do not let your heart envy sinners, but be jealous for the fear of the Lord all the day. Live with the fear of the Lord. This means hating evil and standing in awe of the Creator of the universe. Verse 18, for surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. Live with the fear of the Lord and keep the end in mind. Always think about the outcome. That's the key. Verse 19, hear my son and be wise and guide your heart in the way. Sometimes wicked people seem to succeed without caring about God, but those who follow God are promised hope and a wonderful future, even if we don't see it in this life. 2021, do not mix with wine bibbers or with gluttonous eater of meat, for the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Do not hang out with people who are drunk or greedy. Ephesians 5:18. Here you may see that certain exception, right? But spiritual, the pillars talking about 22:23. Listen to your father who begot you. Do not despise your mother when she is old. Fight the truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom, instruction, and understanding. Don't despise the parents' instruction of the Lord, but to learn its knowledge, understand it, apply it wisely to your life. Verse 24, 25, the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child with delight in him. Let your father, your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. A father with a son who lives righteously is truly joyful and blessed. Having a wise, a bright son is a great gift to the parents who are glad. 26:28. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways, for a harlot is a deep pit and a seductress is a narrow well. She also lies in wait as a victim and increases the unfaithful among men. Again, my son, watch first a harlot or a seductress to take your heart away from the instruction into deep pits, such as idolatry. 29:34. Who has the worry? Who has the sorrow? Who has the contentions? Who has the complaints? Who has the wounds without cause? Who has the ravenous of eyes? Those who linger long at the wine. Those who go in search over mixed wine. Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At last it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will utter perverse things. Yes, you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, or like one who lies at the top of the mast, singing. The temporary comfort of alcohol cannot bring real relief. True peace comes from addressing the root of our troubles and turning to God. While Israel valued wine as a blessing, and even wisdom is pictured sharing it, Scripture warns that wine can dull the senses, cloud judgment, reduce self-control, and harm efficiency. Drinking wine should be done wisely and for a good purpose, a health reason. And Jesus turning water into wine at Cana, like this example too. Verse 35, they have struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake, that I may seek another drink? The tragedy of alcoholism is clear. A person controlled by alcohol faces constant problems. When alcohol takes over, it creates serious trouble. So we must be very careful with drinking. So we covered all three questions. So continue to keep on praying for Iranian missionaries, all missionaries. So especially, I recently prayed for the innocents who suffer, for persecuted Christians, and especially for missionaries serving courageously as unto the Lord. So right here is the hidden cost here, particularly talking about this in Syria. Also pray for the rescue Christians at Syria right here, for the protector, for the elderly in Ukraine, in God's grace and mercy. Keep on praying for them, the other missionaries as well. Let's sing together on Brosha Maranta song.